What are the challenges? Integration complexity. So taking this entire voice assistant and integrating into various travel systems across the world should makes a poses a technical challenges, and obviously requires quite collaborations of IT team and etc. etc. So, but people have to go and join the platform. That's a challenge. Data privacy and security is a challenge with AI full stop, which is paramount. So requiring robust data protection is given. User adaptation and education. Now, not everybody is familiar with voice assistant technology. Yeah, even if I'm familiar, I'm very hesitant to try. What if the technology takes away everything which I know and uses it for something else? So I'm hesitant to try unless I'm trained on it, unless people tell me about it, unless people will show me how it is done, I will not do it. So unless I don't hear about people's experiences, I will not do it. I'm not hesitant to be the first to try. Then accuracy and reliability. As long as it maintains high levels of accuracy and reliability, users will appreciate it. But once it starts giving, first is the, when I adopt it, can I trust it? Is it giving me accurate data? So it has to provide all relevant responses. Build trust. Trust is the main thing. A human has to trust an AI for an AI to do its impact. So key results. What has it done? It has increased customer satisfaction, obviously. If I'm getting all the information in one go, I'm getting it in one place, and I'm able to use that information successfully, it will increase my satisfaction. Obviously, it provides operational efficiency to all the people who are associated with the platform. Obviously, it gives competitive advantage and business growth happens. And even as a user, my expenditure also growth happens because of it. Business growth for you is an expenditure growth for me. So successful implementation contributes to business growth for travel companies with higher conversions. Because naturally, I'm satisfied with getting everything through done through one platform. Then makes my day. I'll make my trip AI-powered travel assistants. MMT utilizes the AI to provide personalized travel assistance. So they call it Myra. Myra again helps users to assist them to various travel related tasks such as flight bookings, hotel reservation, itinerary planning, destination recommendations. Now again, it's a multilingual platform and is a real-time platform. With Myra, customer engagement and conversion has increased. So what happens is, instead of going to ClearTrip, when Myra is giving me the recommendation, I'm telling Myra my budget is only 5,000 rupees for a hotel in Pune. It will give me recommendations and I want to be around this area. So it will give me recommendation around that area. Look at what my past buying experience is, and it will look at what type of hotels do I like to stay in, and which are the hotels at this point of time, at that particular dates will I get that rate, and I am not searching through hotels. So it then gives me 2, 3, or 4 recommendations, and I get the 3 or 4 recommendations, and I choose one of them. I am not physically searching. So it becomes efficient and increases my conversion rate and enhances my satisfaction. I'm happy because it's found the places I was looking for and fulfills my request efficiently, then it's done deal. The Singapore Tourism Board, we go back to it. Singapore Tourism Board is responsible for promoting Singapore and enhancing its visitor experience. So what are they using? They are using virtual assistants. They call it Ask Jamie, which is now specific to Singapore. So tailored-made recommendation, travel tips, and information about attraction events, dining options in Singapore as per what my tastes are, what my this is, helping me navigate the state. It is, you know, it's available on their website and mobile apps. But the biggest beautiful thing about it is it increases my understanding of Singapore 100 times. All my queries are answered by that in real time. It is the government based AI. And it also helps me discover newer attractions which I want to, or get amenities which I want to, or specific shops where I want to go and buy certain items. That is what it does. Alibaba Fliggy. Alibaba is China's biggest online travel platform. Just like MakeMyTrip is India's biggest. It does everything. Flight, hotel booking, vacation packages, destination guides. So again, they use their AI platform, which is called Fliggy. Again, it does the same thing with all everyone does. But it analyzes browser history, search queries, purchase behavior. So, and they generate personalized travel recommendations for flights, hotels, activities, attractions. They also give you optimization and its recommendation based on feedback, user feedback and preferences, ensuring relevancy and accuracy. Then travel services are also features of this Fliggy. And like all other platforms, it always increases conversion rates because it is giving customer satisfaction, right? At the end of the day, what do I need? Okay, if I speak to the AI and I tell this is what I'm looking for, these are, and they go through my entire preferences, they say, okay, what you're looking for, these are what they are, but as per what your interests are in that area, these are the things which can also do. So that always increases my conversion rate because I get satisfied. I'm not going through higher volumes of data just to figure out and getting confused. So these platforms make it remove the confusion in me. Trip Genie, again an AI powered travel agent, does travel planning processes, enhances overall travel experience. Trip Genie was developed as a response to the growing complexity of travel planning and the increasing demand for personalized travel experiences. It aims at revolutionizing the way people plan, book, and manage their trips. So what it does is finds the best flight deals, discovers the unique accommodations of planning activities for destination. It simplifies the process, saving user time and effort. So Trip Genie is it's a trip planner. So, I mean, you know, what is the biggest confusion for a person who's traveling? Today's global day and age, people want to discover new places. And when you get AI, which powers you into, which empowers you and gives you suggestion depending on what you would, your preferences have been in the past. And tells you these are the new places which you may like, and recommends you activities. It simplifies your process, saves you time and effort, because in the confusion, main thing is it saves you all the confusion. So it's a personalized recommendations, saves you time and effort, and it's seamlessly integrated with various travel booking platforms. So you get a wide range of options to make direct reservations directly. Wide range of prices. Obviously, it gives you real-time assistance throughout your travel journeys, booking confirmation, flight notification, everything. And Trip Genie is again a genuine AI, which is relevant for the travel and tourism industry. It's constantly learning. Disadvantages of Trip Genie is, yeah, it can make you addictive. It can make you addicted. You come over-reliant to Trip Genie for travel planning tasks. I mean, it can make you follow the AI kind of a person. Whatever the AI says, I do. So it'll lack your human touch. It'll take away your human interactive needs. It reduces your ability to plan independently. Obviously, with all AI, data privacy concerns are always there. There is no difference between encryption. Despite everything, AI is nascent. It is a baby. And it still has limitations in understanding complex user queries. But what are the results of implementation till now? It's improved user satisfaction, increased efficiency, enhanced engagement, and it's given business growth to all travel companies who are attached to it. Higher conversion rates, more customer loyalty. C-Trip, personalized recommendation and dynamic pricing, and they also have their own AI, which again offers a wide range of travel services. They also, so they analyze consumer data, browser history, search queries, past booking, generate personalized travel recommendations. These recommend the extent of accommodation, flights, activities, destinations. So all in all, they all do that. And this also offers you dynamic pricing to adjust prices in real time based on factors such as demand, seasonability, availability. Outcome is improved customers' engagement, increased booking rates, and enhances overall satisfaction. eDreams Odigo Spain. eDreams Odigo is one of Europe's largest online travel agencies, operating brands such as eDreams, Opodo, Go Voyagers. eDreams Odigo utilizes AI segment customers and delivers personalized marketing and campaigns. So they analyze customer data, the behavior, the demographics, preferences per segments. They categorize customers into different segment groups. These segments are then and targeted by a marketing travel which is tailor-made to them, their specific interests. They deliver relevant offers, messages. So they're all eDreams. Odigo is meant to improve marketing effectiveness and increase engagement. Basically, everything is meant for marketing engagement. Lastminute.com. It offers a wide range of travel services, including flights, holidays, hotels, and car rental. So AI for predictive analysis of forecasting demand and optimizing inventory management. Again, all of them use historical booking data, marketing trend, market trends, external factors such as weather patterns and events to predict future demand for travel services. So with accurate demand forecasting, optimized inventory, they can optimize inventory, allocate resources efficiently, do targeted marketing strategies, and attract travelers during peak hours. Also, one unique thing about this is what they do is they use AI platform to adjust pricing dynamically. So as bookings start coming in and they keep going up and up, then automatically prices get adjusted. So that's another dynamic. So what does it, the agency has improved costs, efficiency costs, and maximized revenue because they're adjusting prices dynamically and in optimizing inventory. Airbnb. Now, Airbnb is a leading marketplace for lodging and tourism, specifically also for low-cost tourism or and things like that. So the algorithm processes recommendation to user based on their search history, preferences, past bookings to both accommodation and experiences. So Airbnb uses your location, your behavior, location preferences, your previous interactions, your previous experiences, and they can predict which listing experience is most likely to appeal to you. So this approach, what does it do? Discovers relevant bookings for a person, whether it's a homestay, for example. So person who's going to Kerala and looking for a homestay, but you know that at the person who's going to Kerala and looking for a homestay, his behavioral pattern is so and so and so and so. And the homestay which you are recommending has adopts to those behavioral patterns nicely. And this would be a perfect fit for him. So you show those options to him first. You recommend those options to him. What does that do? That makes the user engaged. I don't have to go through 101 listings to find what I want. I'm getting what I want without going through 101 listings. And I'm getting it at prices what I want them to. And they have the real-time adjustment of prices also, such as demand, seasonality, local events, maximizing. So they also use their tools to maximize. Kayak interaction integration with ChatGPT. We've done a part of it in the previous chapter also. So let's see, Kayak is a part of Booking Holdings, founded in 2004 in the world's leading travel search engine. It's a meta search engine for travel services, including airline flights, hotels, room rentals, vacation packages, with billions of queries across Kayak platforms. They help people find perfect flights, stay, rental car, vacation. They also support business travelers through their corporate travel solution. What is Kayak basically? Kayak is a platform which tells you where to get what and how easily. So it shows you all the prices. That's recently rolled out several innovative features, integrating Kayak platform with ChatGPT to improve travel planning experience for tourists. Now, OpenAI acts as a virtual tourist assistant, allowing for more conversion interaction with Kayak search engine. So the Kayak price check, you can upload a screenshot of an intended flight from one place to another, and Kayak will compare the prices in a matter of seconds with all multitude of websites and tell you which is the most economical alternative. So Kayak helps you choose the cheapest. Now with the addition of ChatGPT, it helps you also plan everything else. So it becomes an interface. It looks at your preferences also. So your budgetary constraints also. So now you can tell, instead of doing only this hotel where what I'll get, you can ask through your own preferences. Kayak will find on various websites and give you recommendation and which is the cheapest hotel and which is available for you. So you can refine your search for flights, car rentals, or hotels. They're asking about specific preferences, like amenities, cabin class. Amenities would be for hotels, cabin class would be for flights. You can for cars, you can explore options for various car types, sharing choices, pickup locations, cancellation policies. And you can compare all your options in one glance. You can spot a deal from any news site. So Kayak is that open source where it picks up all the information from various sites and gets it to you in one place for a particular destination or a particular choice. So now when ChatGPT uses your preferences to show you those places, it becomes easier to use Kayak and conversion rates have gone higher. It will help you better manage your trips. And naturally, with ChatGPT, it's in multilingual. So any queries from any language can get you anywhere. You can also ask for where can I fly to from New Delhi for under 500 in April. It'll tell you that also. So with those personalized recommendation, whether you're looking for flights, hotels, car rentals, all answers come to you. And tailor-made sessions with a whole comparison of where to go, what to do, and what is the cheapest rate available for a particular place, which site. So it gives you all the relevant options and tailored solutions. So if you want a hotel near Victoria Memorial, ChatGPT will show you specific requests for a particular budget. It will show you those also. So in a nutshell, what does all this tell you? All this tells you that AI is a platform which understands you, makes an endeavor to understand your behavior using various types of this is multilingual, and is an assistant which makes your job easier in terms of finding something, and makes a destination job easier in terms of making your traveler's movement much more interactive. With that, I would like to thank you very much.